one or the other. I'm not sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. It sounds like we've had a successful start to the school year, and I think, you know, we need to applaud everyone who made that happen, being that it's a group effort. Just to our administrators, you know, I think it goes without saying that we are all here to assist you in whatever it is you need to make that successful. Sounds like the carnival went very well this weekend. I think that everybody involved in that should really get a real high five. That seemed like a really, as much of an inconvenience as that may have been to whomever, I think that that is the stuff that really is what's important. So good job to everybody involved in that, and I hope we can make a habit out of doing that. That's great.
Okay.
Definitely think that should be a yearly thing. It was a great turnout.
Absolutely.
It was a beautiful day. I didn't hear of any problems.
I really think that.
Except for a missing ring, but it was found.
Yeah. Oh,
it was found at their home.
Oh, okay.
We had Mrs. Hollister's fine husband here for 4.5 hours with a metal detector this morning, only to be told, "Oh, we found it at home."
Don't let him kid you. He enjoyed everything.
Yeah. I will say he found some gold doubloons and those sorts of things that were out there. So I think he's going to split the proceeds with the district. So
he did buy a ring, but not that
one. Excellent. So a couple of things that I'd like to bring to the board as far as what I think that we personally need to do moving forward. Buildings and grounds met, and my most sincere apologies to Mrs. Borden that you weren't given the correct information to be there. We will try and correct that going forward, and I think any of us will be happy to answer whatever questions we can to fill you in. You had brought a very good point to the table before in reference to having a committee for the board to speak to the community in reference to the pool, buildings and grounds needs, so on and so forth. I'm of the opinion that there should not just be a committee, that the whole school board needs to sit and listen to the committee,
community.
We've set a tentative date for the 14th at 6 p.m. If everyone who sits on the board could make themselves available, I think this is an opportunity to listen to the community as far as what they're looking for, what their expectations are, an opportunity for us to provide facts. This is by no means meant to be a debate. This is, you know, going to be an opportunity for everyone to speak. You will have a limited amount of time. We ask that if it turns to anything but professional, that, you know, that person be asked to leave. But this is literally a point so that we can all hear what the community has to say. This is not centered just around the pool, though that's a very important facet of it. This is to talk about transportation needs, water, distribution, as far as all needs that are meant to be, put into one potential capital project going forward. So we'd like to meet on the 14th. We have a board meeting the following week. At that point, we will assemble as a board. We will have conversations about that, and we will try and formulate some sort of a plan as to how to move forward. Secondly, Mr. D will speak on this too. We need to get ahead of the superintendent search. We need to decide who we're going to have advocate for us, whether it's BOCES or if it's an independent person, but a decision needs to be made there as well. I will let Mr. D speak on that some more later, but I would like to have some kind of a decision made by the end of the next month's board meeting so that we have a plan in place. There will be other districts that are looking for superintendents, and we don't want to be standing at the back of the line as far as I'm concerned. And I am by all means open to anybody's opinion on that. It needs to be a team effort on both of those things. And I guess we'll go from there. That's all I have, sir.
All right. To echo Jared, it was really a great start to the school year. I received no panic phone calls from administration or from parents or from the bus garage, which was fantastic. It was really a quiet start and one we hope continues. I'm sure Ethan's going to speak about this more, but I was extremely pleased with how the new cell phone policy went and how accommodating all of our students were. So, again, I'm sure Ethan's going to talk more about that, but it went exceptionally well, far better than I think I could have anticipated, given the fact that, these things are, permanently attached to our student body. They were spectacular and have been since the first day of school. Dickie mentioned to me when I first came in something that I was actually going to talk about tonight is our student board rep, which is required. Last year we had Annan participating as our Board of Education rep. Mr. Burgess will be working with the student body this week to elect that representative to the Board of Education. That student will have an opportunity this year to go out and have some student board member training in October through BOCES, so that's something we're going to do as well. Dickie also made mention of the possibility of having that student sit at the board table with us. I think that would be a great idea, provided the remainder of the board is comfortable with that. Might make that student feel a little bit more part of being a member of the board. Sit them up here at the table with the understanding that typically the students that engage in activities such as these are overextended. They do a lot of different activities, so we'll just need to understand that student may at times need to depart the meeting a little bit early, may not be able to be here, but Mr. Burgess, I'm sure, will find us a second to be present in the event that our new rep is unable to be here. athletics have kicked off. It's been great to see all the students out there on the field and the court practicing. They look good. We're in pretty good shape with staffing. We're looking for and believe have found a new elementary nurse. That's something that we're going to be addressing, as well as a speech pathologist at the elementary school. We're currently covering a high school special education opening with one of our present staff members by paying that individual a seventh period. We are covering all of those required IEP supports with that individual presently. So we seem to be making it through, but we're still going to continue to look if we're able to find another special education staff member. We are anticipating a handful of maternity leaves that are forthcoming. Both of our building principals are aware of those individuals that will be looking for maternity leave, and they are currently seeking substitutes. So if you should know anyone that's looking to sub, we will have a couple of sub openings here in the district for periods of time throughout the course of the school year. As Jared had mentioned, with regard to the superintendent search, districts really have three choices. You can go it alone, you can use BOCES, or you can use an outside service. You guys know what you get with BOCES. You've got the opportunity to go independent, try it on your own, or you can use an outside individual. I have had a conversation with a person regionally that has an interest in running a search. It would be this individual's first search, but this individual is extremely knowledgeable, having sat as a superintendent for a decade and an administrator for about 25 years. Very well connected regionally as well as statewide, as she sits on multiple different committees that are far-reaching. I have asked her to come to next month's board meeting to talk to you about what it is a search would look like from an individual person. And share with you what that search would look like and talk to you about numbers. So I have asked her to be here next month. I'll get more information out to each of you via email in the next couple of days with regard to that situation. Any questions about that?
I'd like to step back. I skipped over the board member comments. Does anyone have any concerns, anything to offer?
Is there a reason why, again, it's been several times that the Buildings and Grounds has met, and I was not included on that. Is there a reason why that's not listed on the calendar?
So as far as the buildings and grounds and all the committees, we will have those assignments out by the end of the week. I'm unfortunately new to the buildings and grounds and was unaware that you were on that, being that I've never taken part in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's an excuse, but that's the only answer I have to offer you. Again, that should not have happened, and I'm sorry that that's the case.
But again, is it something that could be on the district calendar? Is there a reason why those committee meetings aren't on the district calendar?
Because board members historically don't want to meet just for the sake of meeting. So putting them on the calendar, there may not be something specific that needs to be discussed. There will be times when we will need to meet two or three times in a month, particularly as we go through the process of putting together a building project.
But is it a big deal to put that on when you know there's going to be a meeting? What does it take to get it on the calendar so that...
It doesn't, you know, and again, as Jared just said, mea culpa, a mistake was made, and we're going to correct it moving forward.
We'll have the committee assignments sent out. They, you know, some committees... very rarely meet. We haven't had an updated list in a number of years, and that is something that we definitely need to do. And I would encourage any board member who feels that they're, you know, if they're on a committee and they're not happy with it, or if they have concerns about it, well, let's sit down and figure out how to rectify it. I will admit my ignorance, being that I'm new to this position, but there's nothing that we can't, you know, try and figure out. And we all have to have, you know, one goal together to get where we're going. So, especially with this, especially the buildings and grounds scenario. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Mr. Burgess, anything you'd like to share from the high school?
Well, it was a very calm opening for the school year. As many of you know, the large controversy, shall I say, was cell phones. And I can say that we had 100% compliance. Every single kid puts their cell phone into their bags. And we have not had an issue yet so far this school year. At the end of the day, for the first day, we released the kids for about a couple of minutes early just so they can unlock it. I can tell you that unlocking a cell phone bag is not an issue that any kid has. They do that at lightning speed. So the schedule is running as normal. There are 10 locking stations throughout the building. We found out that most kids are using the locking stations in the lobby because that's how they exit. You know, there is the part where the student who has the like their own MacBook or their own iPad, something like that, those internet devices are allowed to be used for academic purposes, but the minute they become unacademic, we're just going to ask that kid, you cannot bring that back. You have to use the Chromebook that has been assigned to you. There hasn't been an issue, mainly because the entire student body is doing it. So it's all for one, one for all. So they're all miserable together. And when you're all miserable together, no one's miserable. Same goes for the teachers. Cell phones are away. The teachers have a yonder bag as well. It Velcros. It doesn't lock. But they have to be put away as well. And the teachers have been following that. I even said if it's your prep period, but your class is being doubled up, no cell phone. So you kind of have to be alone to use your cell phone. I do hold the professional staff differently than I hold the student body. That's why their yonder bags are Velcroed. But I honestly hope that we never have to mention yonder again. We've had two yonder bags break by accident. We did have some extras that we replaced easily. And if a kid is hiding his or her cell phone, okay, like, just keep it away. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it goes. I've notified the staff numerous times not to engage. We're not engaging with any student about their cell phone. It's just if you have your cell phone, you come sit in the cafeteria until you put your cell phone in the bag. That can be one day. That could be 180 days. I don't know. But no kid challenges it. And honestly, the student body at Whitehall is extremely respectful of the rules, and they've been asked to do something. So in Whitehall manner, they do it. And I kind of knew that was going to happen. So I do praise the parents a lot because I think the parents prep the students. for this, and that's why it was such minimal distraction. Besides yonder bags, we do have open house coming up on the 25th for the high school, 5:30 to 7. Usually the first half hour is with me, and then the last hour is the building is open to our families. We do not follow a bell schedule per se. The families are free to roam the school and meet their teachers at their leisure. We did try to schedule that day when there wasn't any athletics, but I do believe there's varsity soccer, but there's a varsity event every single night of the week. That's all I have. Any questions?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Mrs. Strong.
So I'd like to thank the PTA. The carnival was a huge turnout, so thank you. It was really wonderful. There were lots of teachers, lots of elementary, lots of high school students, so it was really, really nice to see. We kicked off Friday with our PBIS event. We had some cheerleaders from the high school and some football players come up, so that was really exciting for our kids. We also have open house next week on Wednesday. I've invited families to come from 5:30 until 6 in different increments so that I can speak with them about attendance and the importance of state testing. We have not had any issues with cell phones, so we are business as usual, and things are going well.
Great. Any questions? Questions for Adriana? All right. Mrs. Holbritter did leave. She is under the weather, so she is not here tonight. Mrs. Langman, anything from the business office? It's not already on the agenda.
Nope. I just want to thank transportation. The great start to the year. Minimal to zero complaints, and also thank the support staff, cafeteria, TAs, aides. Very good start to the school year, so thank you.
All right, getting into the meat of the meeting, we have a treasurer's report. You have the treasurer's report and accompanying documents in front of you. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report as presented.
Okay. Motion to approve. Mr. Lambert.
Second.
Mr. Pratt is the second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
We also have the board minutes from August. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Motion to approve the board minutes.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Sure.
Mr. Lambert, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
All right. Buildings and grounds notes. You have the buildings and grounds notes sitting in front of you this evening. I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve those minutes. Chris, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to echo what Jared had mentioned, that, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. There's a lot of stuff happening. I wanted to make it known to Mrs. Borden that, you know, when we show up at these meetings, we're invited. And I apologize for these guys because I didn't realize either that you hadn't met advice.
It's just that it's been the last two, Chris, but, you know, the one that was held prior to that, I was also left off.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, I don't send out the invitations, so mm-hmm. I guess I'm apologizing more for procedure than anything, but I'll try and keep a better eye on that. If you want to talk to me privately with any questions or whatever that might have happened there that you might have, I'm happy to do that. But we did highlight some big issues that are coming up, and we were able to formulate a plan, to Mr. Mullen's credit, where we're going to try and involve the community in some stuff because we're finishing up the Univet project up there on the hill, and we've got a bunch of stuff coming down the pipeline at us at a pretty rapid rate of speed, and we want to get our arms around that, get a direction to go in here sooner rather than later. So it's pretty important what's going on here. So we need to tackle that stuff head on. We're meeting with some contractors about the drainage issue. That's something that's currently underway now. And this other stuff we need to prioritize and pick a direction pretty fast. So I mean, I think we're going to need to involve the entire board on this stuff. So hopefully everybody's at those meetings.
I think it's important to recognize the reason that we're bringing everybody together, you know, for this particular reason is it needs to be be a unified, you know, motion. If we're going to bring this to the community, we all need to be able to stand behind it, and it starts with us. If there's any of us that, you know, I realize that there's not going to be total agreement in all facets of it, but it needs to be a decision that we make as a whole. And then once we do that, we need to, you know, stand behind what we're putting forth and, you know, do the best to answer our, you know, our community's questions.
And it's so important to us that the community community be part of that plan that we do formulate.
Right.
We're not just going to go with the board and say this is what we're doing. We welcome input from the community. So
hopefully this room will be full of people.
Right.
That's what we're looking for. We're hoping to fill this room with people to give us ideas and help us before we decide to go out and hire an engineer to do anything else and spend $50,000-$60,000 on engineering. We can get the community together. We can put all these in a basket, and we're going to sit down and figure things out and go from there. We got to stop spending $50,000-$60,000 on engineers. The community needs to show up. We need to have every seat in this room. And as I said, it's not a debate. We want to hear from each and every one of you. We're going to brainstorm this. Take it all and put them all in the basket. See what the people want. See what we can do to help them. And benefit everybody down the road. So I like to see every seat in this room, standing room too. If we have to move the auditorium, let's do it.
That was just going to be my question. Is there any kind of overflow plan?
We can be right here. If we get more than this, why don't we just, we can move it right there, right, Pat?
Yeah, or if the board so chooses, we can start an auditorium.
Well, us as a board need to show up. Everybody sitting here today needs to show up at that meeting if possible. So we can hear what this community has to say.
I mean, if we think back to the meeting that we had over the pool space before when we had the capital project plans, the auditorium was definitely not full, so hopefully we can do a little better on that this time.
You know, I realize it's a really passionate conversation that's going to take place. It's very, very important that everyone understand that, you know, we're all here for the same common goal, and
that's right.
There has to be some center point in all of this, you know. Not everyone's going to be happy, and what everyone's personal opinion, that's not what just matters. We have to find the commonality so that the whole district benefits, you know, and I think that, you know, the pool is a big portion of it, but we've got transportation needs. We have a whole slew of things that Mr. Dudley was talking about that really has to kind of come together to make this happen. And I think in the past we should have done a better job of listening and a better job of prepping so that we can get one of these to have some traction and move forward. So I agree with Mr. Pratt. If everyone could somehow carve their precious time into their calendar so that we can all be there. And it's not so much meant to be an opportunity of hostility. It's to listen, present facts, and then we will come back together and try and formulate some sort of a plan that makes sense to us. And then bring that to the community. And it may take some time to do that, but we need to stop talking about it and move something forward. So
I have a couple of questions looking through this. Chris, one of the things that you had recommended is that we go ahead and that we as a board go down and look at the conditions, especially in the basement area. Mm-hmm. Is that something that the committee has decided on as far as like date and time, or what would be most convenient for us as a board to do that? Should we do it as a group, do it individually, or small groups?
I would say small groups because I'm not sure who's left on the board that hasn't been there.
Yeah, I have been down.
I think you were there.
I'm sure Christine hasn't. She's relatively new. I thought that you had.
No, I have not.
Basically, Shannon, anytime if anybody on the board would like to see it again or hasn't been there,
mm-hmm.
I'll set something up and walk down with you.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure Mr. Dudley or Mr. Brown would be happy to be here as well,
mm-hmm.
but I'd be happy to bring you down at any point in time. It is wear comfortable shoes, and clothes you don't mind getting dirty.
We are going to put some fact sheets and a slideshow together, not to paint any picture one direction, okay? It is solely meant to be factual evidence. This is what we got. This is what it's going to cost. And a lot to what Mr. Pratt said, you know, we spend all this time and money, you know, on these resources to put together this engineering. Well, wait a minute. We're engineering things that maybe the community doesn't necessarily want. So step one needs to be listen to the people. Then we can engineer whatever we need. And I think it's important for us to hear them and for them to hear us, because each side doesn't have a full grasp of what's going on. You know what I mean? We've all been down there to look at it. Yep, it's rough. We all have our own opinion about what needs to happen. This is an opportunity for questions to be answered, voices to be heard, and then we can synthesize that information and move forward from there.
But it is true that regardless of what gets decided, something has to be done with that sub.
And that being said, it's not just the pool area that this means about. It's about the transportation.
Right.
So everybody take 5 minutes, stop over to that bus garage, have Mr. Varney walk you through it, and show you where he sits down to eat, show you where his break room is, have him show you the lift. This is what we're up against. You know, we're not trying to bullcrap the people. This is what that reality sits right there.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, it's there. We ain't sitting here lying. You ain't got to believe me. Go over and look at it.
We have a new transportation clerk. Look at her space.
Yeah.
Would you want to sit in there for 40 plus hours a week and work? I mean, look at the facilities that are in there. I mean, it's not hard to believe that maybe some of us have a nicer garage at our house than we're using for our bus barn over there.
Right.
You know, so and it's meant to present to the community that there are other districts in the area that have utilize the state funding to build new facilities. Why should Whitehall not have that? What makes any of them any better than the rest of us? I mean, we all can agree that we want the best for our children, whether it's a swimming pool or a safe building to be in or bus facilities. I mean, this is an opportunity to wrap all of that in one package and try and get something done. Instead of three separate times to debate and, synthesize that information. Let's get it together and let's do what we have to do and let's just make something happen.
Lauren, can I just ask you a couple questions too? On average, and I know every CDOS program is different, but on average, how much are we spending per pupil that are attending like the CTE programs that both these?
Is it 13, 14?
It's 17 and change.
17.
Okay, 17.
Yep.
And how many students do we have roughly
this year?
Attending
33
this year. That's
and
a big
deal. Do we have any idea how many wanted to go but were unable to go because those students didn't take them? Do we have any of those?
Say that again?
I think all but one got in. Yes.
Okay.
They get in,
but they don't
necessarily get in the program.
Correct.
I know. I understand that.
So that's a different. So you mean kids that want to go and got in, or wanted to go and didn't get in?
Wanted to go but did not get in.
I gotta look. Yeah.
You don't have any.
One.
Sorry.
This is one.
We have
it
the
was
one.
My. It was my daughter, but
yeah.
She actually did get in, but chose to do college courses instead.
Because I know there are times.
So 33 is a large, we typically have been in the mid-20s.
Okay.
So this was a big jump this year.
17,000 a student. That's a chunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And that, I mean, the number that don't always get accepted, that varies from year to year, right? Depending on how many students are
that running. That would be BOCES. They have a kind of a lottery system.
No, I know that.
And they keep running the lottery system until just about everybody gets in. They do their best because you might get in the first lottery, then some kids say, well, I changed my mind, I want to do something else,
mm-hmm.
then spots open up.
Yeah.
So we're in our third round now, but for the Whitehall kids, it worked out. But there are years where they do not get in. Welding is very small. HVAC is very small. And we have trouble having access to Meyer Center. So that's all small animals and things like that. So
we have transportation issues. We don't have enough drivers and buses and vans to get our students where our students would like to go. So we do the best we can to get them to the programs that we can access at a given during a given year. So the transportation piece is definitely problematic for us.
And they do advertise everything between SAAC and Meyer Center.
Right.
So sometimes our kids get into programs at Myers, which is exit 14 on the Northway. That's that's difficult, which will be solved when they combine them at exit 16.
Right, and we don't know yet what the implications for that will be as far as the tuition rate, like will tuition rates go up once they
each year? Each year the tuition rates go up with BOCES for all of the programs, whether it's CTE, special education, other diagnostic services and supports. They go up yearly. We are not anticipating large increases programmatically as a result of a new build.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Okay. We have a motion to approve building and grounds notes.
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, second.
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
All right, we have some appointments. Thank you to Shannon for pointing this out at the last meeting. We never did the appointment of Christine Hoagland to the Dean of Students position. So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Ms. Hoagland to the Dean of Students position at the elementary school. I'd also like to recommend Danielle Park to the position of Transportation Secretary. She started with us just at the beginning of this week. She's doing a nice job. Doing a nice job. Very, very pleased to have her over there. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Shannon Huntington to the position of long-term substitute in fourth grade. I'd like to recommend Heather Michaud to the position of long-term substitute in the science department. She's teaching science at the elementary school. I'd like to recommend Elsie Phillips to the position of teaching assistant. She is up at the elementary school as well. I'd like to recommend Topher Montville as the academic advisor for the class of 2031, as well as the coaches that are listed here for 25-26, Laurel Douglas, 3-4 intramural soccer, Nate McDonald, modified football coach, and Taylor Roselle, assistant cheer coach.
Pat, can you go?
Skip the nurse.
Did I skip somebody?
Stephanie White.
It's at the fold, yes. So I would like to recommend Stephanie White to the position of elementary school nurse.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Dr. Newell? Conversation. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
All right, we do have a few leaves of absence that I'd like to review. First, Stephanie Chekla is looking for a leave of absence on or around December 13th for maternity leave. Amanda Fowler is looking for a leave of absence from elementary science teacher for personal reasons, and I'd also like to recommend the intermittent leave absence for Jessica Bruce for military purposes. She is headed back to Antarctica again this year.
Motion to approve. So moved. Mr. Dudley, second.
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All
abstain.
I'm abstaining
since she's not my daughter-in-law.
Fair enough. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
All right. We have a couple of resignation terminations. First, resignation of Lindy Vadnais from the position of Transportation Secretary, as well as Nicole Molinaro from the position of Elementary School Nurse, and Rebecca Dumont from the position of speech language pathologist. With thanks to each of them, during their period of time here, they really did a very good job for the school district, and we're sad to see each of them go.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Food.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Dr. Newell, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
All right, you have in front of you the building level safety and emergency response plans. Again, these are highly confidential, should not be shared or distributed. These documents are shared with the state of New York as well as our first responders regionally. So I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the district-wide school or the building-wide school safety plans.
Motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
Mr. LaChapelle, second.
Second.
Dr. Newell, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
All right, you also have the adoption of the amendment to the 25-26 district-wide school safety plan that's required by New York State this year. It's that new little section in there. So I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve that safety plan.
Okay. A motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, second.
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
All right. Items of information. I've already addressed the superintendent search. We will have an individual here to speak with the board next month.
Is that the only individual? I mean, is that? I know at one point you had talked about another.
There are large search agencies that are.
I'm just wondering if it would be helpful if we heard from more than one person.
Yeah, I could certainly see if we can get Silky and Castillo at least to zoom in for
right.
you, so you have the opportunity to hear their pitch as
right.
well.
All right,
yep.
That would be great because yep. I would like to be able to at least
yeah, of course.
Compare.
Yep.
I think we need to stress the importance of moving forward on that, and
we need to move quickly.
Correct. There's four districts that we've counted that are going to be vying for superintendents. I think most of us know what we were up against last year. I think it's very important that again we get some motion forward in that, along with our buildings and ground situation, and if there's questions and things that we need to discuss further, let's not be bashful about doing that. I think it's it's in everyone's best interest if we move forward as diligently as possible. So anyone have any other opinions on that scenario? Okay. Visitors' comments.
I have a couple. Can I ask a question about the tuition and how many times a year that's paid? Just one?
Private pay or bill to school districts?
School districts, the BOCES tuitions.
Yes, they'll bill us on the monthly BOCES bill that we get. So
it's a monthly tuition.
Yes. And they will... They bill us originally based on our preliminary numbers that we give them in the spring, and then they will rectify, do a reconciliation in November once the numbers are locked.
Oh, okay. Regarding the conversation about the different areas on the school grounds and facilities that needs to be done, I've been here a long time, and when you made a comment, Louie, about the bus garage, you can sit there in that office and smell sewer every day. It is the most disheartening place to walk into, though the people there that are working there are fantastic. I cringe every time they put a bus on that lift. I have gotten to the point where I leave the bus garage because I am so afraid something is going to happen to somebody in that bus garage over that lift. And if it ever does, God help us. So yeah, we need some TLC in different areas other than just the pool or just the water. We need some help.
If you look at neighboring school districts who are comparable in size, population density, so on and so forth, they've utilized this type of thing. Whitehall's got some awesome people in it. We deserve to have nice things, and we all pay taxes, and we all work hard, and we should never, ever have to worry about the safety of, someone, who's working on that to make sure that our children are safe. We should never ask somebody to go and, sit in an office in poor condition. There's no need for it. I mean, this is 2025. Let's get it together. And if we all have to be inconvenienced for 2 or 3 hours on a Tuesday night to listen to the needs of the community, well, then that's what you signed up for.
Yeah.
And that's what you all get those big fancy checks for, So,
wait a minute,
you didn't get that either, Marilyn.
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I love my job. I love getting up every day.
Listen.
And I will help and do whatever, wherever.
Yeah, no, that's why we're here, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Take a ride down and see Hartford. Everybody take a ride down and look at Hartford's bus garage. Why can't Whitehall have one?
We're gonna. I think there's...
Hartford's got one. They're the same as we are. Why can't we have them?
If we do our job as a board, we can put something together. We don't need to have the Taj Mahal, but we should have nice things, you
Functional.
Know?
Functional.
This
yeah.
way it works.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
sorry?
There's been other building projects that this could have happened before.
Yeah.
So, and now you're in desperate. And you said it's going to be a couple of years. So now a couple of years with this lift that could cause someone mm-hmm. to severely get hurt or killed, and it's going to be a couple of years. Which
so,
I know we can't go backwards,
right.
but...
In response to that, we do have to have a safety audit annually. They provide information mm-hmm. on what needs to be done. We do always, if you look back in our expenditures in the past, we spend... you know, a grotesque amount of money patching this thing together. And I agree, this isn't going to be an overnight thing. But if we don't start the ball rolling now, it's going to be like that for that much longer. And you're right. It's a shame that nothing, it's, you know.
To your point, you know, you're dead on with that. But, you know, what ends up happening with the boards, they sit and they look at all of this information that needs to be done district-wide each time there's a building project. And then they have to balance what the taxpayers can afford and what is most needed at the time. Roofs are $4.5 million. You know, we had to put them on the buildings. And the board has to make those decisions. What really has to come first while not killing the taxpayers with the bills that are come forth from these projects? Yes, we get a decent amount back from the state, but it doesn't mean that things are going to be free. And the boards historically here have been very attuned to what the community can afford and have not put forward building projects that are going to be very substantially expensive to the taxpayers. We're getting to a point where these projects we need are not going to be free to the taxpayers anymore. Mm-hmm. We have fund balance we're going to be able to use. And we will use. We have state aid that will come in, but there will be a sum of money that will need to be borne by the taxpayers. So that's something that through these discussions we're going to need to share with the taxpayers, that understand that 2% tax cap may not necessarily be a 2% tax cap when you consider the needs of the school district's facilities. And again, you know, most people understand that. Other people just look at the bottom line and what are my school taxes going to cost me? And we'll come out and say yes or come out and say no based on what their pocketbook can handle. So the board has a lot to balance. but you're right. We're in crisis mode on some of these things.
On that vote, I'm sorry if I interrupted somebody, but on that vote, that has to be a 61% when they vote.
If we override a tax
override
cap.
Override the tax
yeah.
cap.
A building project doesn't get rolled into that tax cap piece.
Okay.
That would be separate and distinct from what's needed by the district. But mm-hmm. we've got that Chippy project that's going to be coming online, which is going to impact our taxes as well. And we're going to be talking more about that as the year gets a little bit closer to budget vote time. But there's a lot of implications because of that pilot.
Once the property that was initially looked at, the old McDonald's property, has that been sold?
No.
Then that should definitely be brought up and explained at that community meeting, that really that's our best and least expensive way to go.
I don't think
we gave the community time to
it was quick,
no,
Marilyn.
We didn't.
And you know, if the district were to look at building a transportation facility anywhere outside of the village, we would have to put in wells, and not just wells, water treatment facility.
And you got paid to operate, or sometimes you got to have two operators.
Yeah.
So those are the part of things that need to be factually presented at these meetings.
Yes.
You're 1,000% right. I think Lori can speak to this better than I can. There's funding out there. For every dollar spent, we get, 84 to 87 cents back?
Yeah.
I don't know the exact number. On every dollar that's spent. So when you think about that,
mm-hmm.
that's
I
more than
think,
three-quarters
yeah.
of the project
yeah.
is going to be funded
yeah.
by the state. So if Whitehall doesn't utilize that, the next community is going to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why are we leaving stuff here on the table? You know what I mean? It's We shouldn't have to have these conversations or concerns. You're 1,000% right. We're behind the ball. Well, I tell you what, we're going to get on the ball and let's do it. So there's going to be a lot of questions to be answered. And again, it is meant to be, you know, an opportunity to answer questions, present facts, and listen. You know, it's not a debate. If you're coming to debate or, you know, have an argument about that, please just let yourself out. You know what I mean? Like, we want to genuinely hear what you have to say, and then we want to come together and we want to make a decision.
Well, you nailed the nail right on the head in the beginning. The whole point of this, as you said, is to get the community in line. To your point, as we're talking about, we're in crisis mode now. Every single thing that's on this paper has already been provided to the community more than once. And voted down. Can't do it because we don't like it. Can't do it because our passion and emotions is too high. So we need to have this meeting and make sure that people are there. Not just people in the community are there, but the people that are actually going to vote next year out of the, 140 to maybe 200 that actually come and actually raise their voice. Make sure those ones are the ones that are here that completely understand every single facet of what needs to happen. And before they leave this room, make sure they're aligned.
I think Mrs. Borden is right. We need to get all the Facebook warriors in the room, sit down, and before you start putting information out there that is so far-fetched, you know, and it just spreads like a plague, you know what I mean? If we're going to spread information like a plague, we're going to spread accurate information. You know what I mean? Because I'll tell you what, like I jokingly said before, we don't get paid for this position. So if someone has an opinion to, you know, to put forth, well, you know what? Every year we have elections. Come sit right down at the table and tell us how we should do this, because we're all in the process of learning. And, you know, let's get together on this and let's make
something. I wish people could really understand the hours we invested pouring over this information. To arrive at the stuff that we put out there. And we're at the point now where really indecision is worse than wrong decision. We got to pull the trigger on something. We have to. We're finishing up the Univent project up there, and, you know, whatever's going on. You know, the ditching on the property, all of these things have to happen. So when you miss an entire round of expenditures, we've done no improvements. I mean, we're in a position now, like you said, it's going to take 2 years. So nothing's going to happen on this campus for 2 years because we couldn't get that stuff put through.
Right.
So indecision is worse than wrong decision. We got to do something and move on.
I think if you're on board with this, I think we should have one more buildings and grounds meeting, a short one beforehand, make sure that we've got whatever information that we're going to put forth to the community there at that time so that we can go through it. If there's anything that's missing, we can present that, you know, on the 14th, and then, you know, we can get together on this. It doesn't...
Why don't we do that the week before?
Correct.
We'll get you on the agenda this time, or on the invite list this time.
Yeah, we'll have it at Marilyn's house.
Yes.
Here, I have one more
The
thing.
Foliage will be great.
A positive note. I did the tour for the class of 1975 on Saturday afternoon. When I tell you that they were more than pleased at what they saw, there were tears, there was laughter, they just could not believe it, and kudos to everyone. They wanted to thank you all for allowing them to do that, and they just loved what they saw.
Excellent. Sir, I think you were going to speak.
Yeah. Good evening. Rick Brewster, my wife Janae, we just bought a house in Loyal, so we're new to the community from Hartford. Our daughter attends St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. Just asking to see if you guys would kind of consider transportation to St. Mary's. It's only a couple miles down the road from Borsey's, as I heard you guys talking about. But yeah, if you would consider getting back to us.
Where do you live, Ray? Where do you buy a house?
Rathburnville Road.
Okay.
Or Lane, sorry.
Yep, nice.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I know the timing came out of time. So she does go through like a Hartford, they do transporter, but they
No, we don't have anyone going.
No prospect, no.
We have students going to those schools, but they're in vans. They're going to several of the outside schools, and our vans are full.
Mm-hmm.
But we have buses that are going to BOCES, but it would be with high school
kids.
BOCES students.
I grew up riding BOCES bus to St. Mary's myself. That's fixed in
for me. Learned some new language.
A little bit ago, but yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Motion to
Well, I mean, someone's going to get back to us.
Someone's going to get back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure they get. Yeah. No, one more thing before when you get
Contact my office. You'll get Danielle. Okay.
And
I will try and get, as I said before, try and get with Chris and get the committee assignments out this week. If anyone has any kind of positive, negative, and/or in between opinions about it, please let me know.
We've sent out a list of what the committees are. Again, I know that there were, I think it was a couple of years ago that we had the list, and so there was like the.
We're actually, after
this meeting, we need to schedule. Health and wellness.
We've got to get a health and wellness committee meeting scheduled
because we need to have one this quarter.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you want to set a date? Was it October 14th is our meeting here with the public. Our next buildings and grounds meeting. What's available for Marilyn, Chris, Jared? What time?
Whatever.
Is that a date right now before we leave?
Pretty open.
End of the day works best for you?
4 o'clock?
Yeah, end of the day is best for me. But
Marilyn,
I mean,
you have a preference?
We should. I'm thinking the function of that meeting is going to be a lot to do with what we want to include in the slideshow and the information we want to put out. So we should do that sooner rather than later.
How about 7th, 8th, 9th? That gives us a week.
Yeah. Let's
one of those 3 days.
So that we can
7th will give you a week.
7th.
So we'll do the
7th. 7th, 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And if any board member has any kind of pertinent information that they think that needs to be included in that, please email myself or anyone who is on the Buildings and Grounds Committee, which would be Chris, Marilyn, Louie, myself. And again, just to reiterate, it needs to be, you know, a whole group effort. You know, I think in the past we've sold ourselves short, and that's a mistake that we need to learn from. Try and change something going forward. So, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, second. Mr. Lambert. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nobody opposed.
Yeah.
Thank you. I got it.
Tried getting that from you when you were paying attention.
Well, you
no, I don't.